This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
This ought to be a good one for the communists out there that are trying to demean anybody that exposes these criminals for who they are. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves, none other than Vladimir Lenin. We're going to talk about that today. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have Stephanie Joy. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to our brand new website, Media Outsource, giving you the news that the state-run media does not want you to have, nor the communists that are hard at work trying to convince you that people like me are just out of my mind for telling you the facts, friends. Study history and you'll find out who's out of their mind. These are people that are trying to put darkness for light and light for darkness. They're trying to put evil for good and good for evil, and that's how they operate. It's a totalitarian method. I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it 1,000 times more. They love to pull your hair, smack your face, and then they have the audacity to cry victim as they perpetuate the crime against you if you're foolish enough to fall for what's going on. Now, friends, again, if you'd like to check us out online, our new Media Outsource, and giving you the news again, the state-run media does not want you to have, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, we're going to be highlighting a video that's on Sons of Liberty Media right now. It's called Ferguson Witness. Government is planning provocateurs in neighborhoods. Got a phone call from my friend this morning. Said, Bradley, what you said on the radio is exactly what's happening. And I said, well, I got to tell you guys, I get it. I understand these clowns. I understand how these criminals operate. Again, that's all you have to do is study the past and see what they do and how they do it. What they don't realize in the present is that they are undermining themselves. They are setting themselves up for their own fall. So, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check us out on Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, or go to Facebook and do Bradley Dean search or Sons of Liberty Radio. Phone lines will be accessible, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. Again, we're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And again, that was derived from none other than Jesus Christ himself, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Friends, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And please share with us, Stephanie, as to why that is.
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We always want to make sure that we have the mind of Christ, the heart of God, and that we're led by the Spirit. Now, I thought it would be kind of interesting this week to highlight some men of God who really fought against injustice. We just finished up watching the true story of William Wilberforce. And for those of you who may not know who William Wilberforce was, he was the man who fought over in Britain to end the slave trade. It was a burden that God had given him. He fought tirelessly, where it deteriorated his health and everything that he wanted to do because he was fighting to make sure that the slaves were free.
Yeah, 3 days before he died, he actually seen his victory.
Yeah, and what makes me think of when you hear things like that, it's like God almost gave him that burden and he was alive for that purpose. And once that purpose was fulfilled, then the Lord brought him home. And this is what he had to say about
that's
the suffering.
That's what the burden of the word of the Lord means when you read the prophets.
Yeah, exactly. Now, this is what he had to say about the sufferings of others. He said, if to be feelingly only alive to the sufferings of my fellow creatures is to be a fanatic. I am one of the most incurable fanatics ever permitted to be at large. So he did not only think about himself. He, in fact, looked at his large estate and said, you know, why can we live like this when there are other people that are suffering?
Yeah.
And he made it the motive of what he did to make sure that the suffering of other people, whereas it was his power to end it, was ended.
And spell out the odds that he had 300 in Parliament
that
were standing against him, and he did it all by himself. And what they labeled him as a radical of radicals. And he was radical for the right reasons, friends, and that's the history of America, by the way, although he was British.
That's right. William Pitt, who became the prime minister, he said, listen, the slave trade has 300 MPs in their pocket. He said, but you could do it. And the point is he brought the bill up 1 year. It was rejected. Another year, it was rejected. Another year, it was rejected. Another year, it was rejected for 5 years. And he kept going until the slave trade was cut off and it was no more. And he didn't stop short of victory.
It reminds me of the woman that went to the unjust judge, and because of her importunity, God gave her the victory.
That's exactly right. Now, I thought it'd be good to get some good gold nuggets of wisdom from him, and this is what he had to say. He said, surely the principles of Christianity lead to action as well as meditation. He didn't think about the injustices that were happening with the slave trade and just feel really bad about it. No, he was led to do something about it. In fact, his preacher was the man who wrote, John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace. And John Newton, for those of you who didn't know, he was a captain of a slave ship for 20 years, and he realized that God saved him. He had an encounter with the Lord, and then he wrote that song, Amazing Grace. One of the most popular songs in the world was birthed out of his confession of sin because of what he did with the slave trade.
And John Newton replied over and over and over again what he went through concerning the 20,000 ghosts that he was responsible for, namely the slaves of the day. But God saved him, and now we know Amazing Grace because of a man named John Newton, but few and far between actually understand his background and his history.
That's right, and if you understand his background and his history and how he repented before the Lord, you can understand the song so much better. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. He was very well aware of who he was, so it was awesome. But William Wilberforce said, of all things, guard against neglecting God in the secret place of prayer. Now, this is also another interesting thought. He said, if you love someone who is ruining his or her life because of faulty thinking and you don't do anything about it because you're afraid of what others might think, it would seem that rather than being loving, you are in fact being heartless.
Yeah, you're hating.
That's right. True love.
Gone.
That's right. True love tells the truth. So keep that in mind today. And also, finally, he said, great indeed are our opportunities. Great also is our responsibility. So we can look around and say, oh, there's so many things I'd like to do. Well, let's be responsible with the things that God has given us. He who is faithful in little things will be faithful with much. So some great words of wisdom here today from Mr. William Wilberforce.
Amen. Great movie, by the way. And again, a true story. Folks, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Is that not interesting, friends? That's a communist by the name of Vladimir Lenin. Again, he said, listen carefully, friends. He said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. So this is what the communists do. Folks, the communists attack when you tell the truth. They mean to make you out to be some sort of whatever they want you to be, when in fact they're the ones guilty of being just what they're labeling you to be. For example, the prince that is kissed by the frog. It's interesting how people will sit there and talk about how bad the prince is when the fact of the matter is it's the frog calling the prince ugly.
That's right.
And so how does that work? But here's the frog calling the prince ugly when in fact, do your homework, folks. You get the point, right? The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. That was under Adolf Hitler, German SS officer. We're going to come right back to this topic. Again, we're going to talk about the provocateurs.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We have another individual by name. I don't even know how to pronounce his name, folks. You can just get these foreign names, and it's just like, okay, that's Chinese to me, literally in many cases. Deepak Chopra. All great changes are created by chaos. Okay, now we're using this in the sense of what evil men do. But the righteous can do the same thing, because there's a man by the name of William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, that said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. Okay, he meant it in a godly, righteous sense, but what we're dealing with today, namely through this corrupt criminal administration, is a bunch of commies that he's using. So if we go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to review real quick. Ferguson witnesses government is planning provocateurs in neighborhoods. It's a column by Tim Brown, none other than the Tim Brown. You know Tim Brown?
I know Tim Brown.
The Tim Brown.
I haven't gotten his autograph yet, but I'm planning on it sometime here soon.
Vladimir Lenin said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Okay, now listen carefully. I'm going to give you an analogy really quick just to kind of parallel this so you understand what's going on here. Around 100 BC, Rome had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. When a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until the owner would agree with his low price. The more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. So Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in history through his extortive measures. And this leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fire, since he made such gain of them. And when we begin to take a look at history more closely, that's exactly what we find, friends. Those that are so willing to actually bargain through extortive measures to actually bring forth an end to the dilemma, we often find out that they're actually the ones creating the dilemma. Recently, going over to Ferguson, Missouri, a video has surfaced in which a man in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area, who has been involved in the protests in Missouri, tells viewers that agent provocateurs are infiltrating legitimate protests in Missouri. Just like I had said yesterday. All for the sake of the government growing its militarized presence in the area.
okay? The videography and the, excuse me, the photographer as well, wrote in the description of the video, I debated with myself over an hour about whether I should post this or not. Earlier, while on the second shift of our U City protest, a guy pulled up, called all of us over, and said he worked with the government. He asked if we had a cell phone or something we could record him with. He said he was on his way out of here and wanted this recorded. So he said some expletive, and between my research on this government and history, I'm inclined to believe him. So if you want to check out the video, friends, do go to, again, Ferguson Witnesses. Government is planning provocateurs in neighborhoods in Ferguson, Missouri. Now, we've had numerous reports that the infiltrators in many of these protests, and we have seen the police stand down against actual lawbreakers, while at the same time, the police were throwing flashbang grenades, firing tear gas, and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. Now, why would they do that, friends? And what makes me sick about this is that the conservatives cheer this on like it's a good thing that the government strong arms these protesters. Wait a second. If I'm correct in my thinking and in understanding of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, we have a right in this country to protest our government in any fashion as long as it's done in a peaceful manner. But we see the government in this particular case actually provoking the people by throwing flashbang grenades, firing tear gas, and rubber bullets at peaceful protesters. So again, they're pulling the protesters' hair, smacking their face, and then what the cops are doing is they're coming in with the hammer, dropping the hammer, only looking for a reason to drop the hammer by actually provoking the people to respond to the assaults by their police force. Okay? Now, folks, when you go ahead and you take a look at what's going on here, what we do is when we see the video and we see exactly what's taking place, this guy is telling you anything and everything that's going on concerning what's taking place. And I'm surprised, to be honest with you, I'm actually surprised he did it. He looked a little nervous for the service when he did it. But again, friends, check out the video. Ferguson Witness, government is planning provocateurs in neighborhoods. The government is doing this. Now, let's go back just a little bit. Going back to the 60s concerning the civil rights movements, we also need to keep in mind that it was Andrew Young, it was Roger Wilkins, it was Sam Kiles, and it was those that were in the civil rights movement that were actually acknowledging and letting the press know that it was J. Edgar Hoover's FBI that was not only doing the smear campaign, but also to disrupt the marches, he would send in, the FBI would send in provocateurs to disrupt those marches, the peaceful marches. Breaking into stores, looting stores. Who is responsible for it? Well, the state-run media gets involved and they say, look what's going on with these peaceful marches. They're breaking into stores and they're actually looting and some people are getting hurt and in some cases, some people are even getting killed. Wait a second. Who's behind the looting? Who's behind the provocateur? Who's providing the provocateurs? Who's creating the chaos? All great changes are created by chaos. In an evil sense as much as in a good sense, friends.
Well, if you think about it, if you provide provocateurs, what does that do as the government? That gives you an excuse to jump in there and have more control, to make your presence known, to do what you want to do. Oh, well, we didn't start it. There was, you know, these people who gathered together and they were provoking and doing all these different things. Then the government steps in, like you said, puts the hammer down like they're the heroes, and they're the ones that's causing it to happen in the first place.
Nothing new under the sun. Going to the video and the text of the video, he said, however, he began by stating that the protests were a beautiful thing, which they are for a righteous sense, friends. Yet he quickly spoke out about infiltrators among the people that this man said were plants. What this is what he said, okay? So it's not me. This is how he said it and worded it. What they're doing is bringing these National Guards in today, he said. By next week, we will have St. Louis locked down. I'm trying to tell you all that these protesters that they plant in these neighborhoods, they're going to plant them in Chesterfield. They're going to plant them in Clayton. They're going to plant them in Florescent. They're going to plant them in Hazelwood. They're going to have people standing outside that's paid, he continued. continued. They're going to walk up to bums paying them hundreds of dollars to stand and hold a sign to say, free my people or no fighting or no shooting, he said. He goes on, but that expletive is propaganda, he said. It's an agenda. They putting you all in the hood, and in 3 days, it's going to be a big expletive group of people around here. And the next thing you know, there's going to be troops at the end of that light and some troops at the end of that light. They trying to do this so they can get in these cribs, he said.
Isn't that something? God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. I mean, the way he's putting it out there sounds like he's not, you know, highly educated.
Oh,
but he knows the truth. He can see the truth for what the truth
is. Like I said, he was nervous for the service, but he was letting the people know what was going on over there.
Good for him.
He concluded, get your family, get your loved ones, and love them. This is the heart of America. They chose this state for a reason. He's talking about the provocateurs. He's talking about Obama's criminal administration. He said, they plant people in our neighborhoods who look just like us. He used the N-word, wearing J's and saying, go out there and protest. And they're going to have a blank shoot in their air, and then they're going to have an assault rifle shooting at everybody on the block. You see how this works, friends? They're provoking the people to respond. That's how they do it, said he. That's how the news gonna present it. The agenda is to shut down St. Louis down. We the heart of America.
Wow.
We the heart of America. Now, friends, also keep in mind that the DOJ, Barack Hussein Obama's DOJ under criminal Eric Holder, was also sending forth the Black Panthers to go stir things up, friends. This is incredible. And again, friends, this is happening right in the light of day. God is not unfaithful to bring things to the light. Here we have, again, right in our front doors.
And you know what's interesting, the way he said, too, is like, that's how they're going to portray it in the media. People know, for the most part, that the media is lying to them, but yet they keep turning on the same source over and over
and over
again.
Well, they say they don't believe it, yet they believe it.
Right.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness. They say one thing, but they believe just exactly. Hey, it's like this when we do assemblies.
I was just going to say,
it's
my own experience. I remember one time we were doing an interview, and there was one of the media sources was interviewing our guitar player, and they had asked him a completely different question, and then what they did was his response that they put out on the news media was his response to a completely different question that they had put when they were doing their piece. So they asked him a question that wasn't really his answer to when they did the interview. He was doing something completely different, but they worded it how they wanted to portray it.
Oh, totally.
Just from our own experience.
They always do through omission,
yep,
or by what they add to the story. And
what
let me tell you what, friends,
you.
It is a story because they are trying to further their agenda. No question about it. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the super enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, I got my 10-year-old producing the show today. Good job, Buggy. Appreciate you, kiddo. Marcus Cicero. A nation could survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely, his sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks, in a sense, familiar to his victims, and he wears their face and their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to fear. Now, when you listen to that, just think about this. He was talking about how a snake slithers.
Yep.
And how he works in the dark. But this is all being done in America in the light of day.
Right.
Do you think that there would have been a people back then that would have actually believed that there would have been a foolish enough people to actually tolerate the crimes of a government and such that the American people have?
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I know. We were talking about even earlier this week about how I just said after the break of one of our radio programs, I said, gosh, you know, our founding forefathers, they would be ashamed. And you piped in and said, well, they would be ashamed of the people who are letting them do this. Of course, the founding forefathers, they dealt with their tyrant in their day. They put an end to the tyranny that was going on in their day. They faced King George, and they fought for their freedoms, and they won, and God was with them. But today we see so many apathetic, lazy, someone else will do
lethargic
it. I got
cats.
My own life. Yep. I got my own family. Listen, don't think for one moment that these things that are going on in America today are not going to come straight to your front door and affect your family unless you do something about the problems
that
you see.
Good that you said that. Tim Brown said, the one that wrote the article. article. Again, friends, it is Ferguson Witness. Government is planning provocateurs in neighborhoods. Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty Media. It's interesting that you would say that, Stephanie, because Tim said, as I told Dean yesterday, I do believe that the entire event is being orchestrated by the federal government, not local government. He goes on, we have seen how DHS, Department of Homeland Security, friends, that has labeled every American that doesn't agree with this dangerous ideologies of this criminal administration as terrorists, has provided provocateurs, and the new Black Panthers, even, who are very tight with Barack Hussein Obama and Eric Holder, have also been in Ferguson to incite more violence. Yeah. Isn't this interesting? Probably, and by the way, when you read the Declaration of Independence, this is exactly the same methodology that the tyrant King George used against the colonies that resisted his tyrannical ways. Okay? Probably the best thing the people in the area can do at this point is arm themselves and simply stay inside. And by doing so, they can take away any advantage to use any and manipulate them from the would-be oppressors.
Yep.
Furthermore, if they protest and the protests continue, the people should be wise enough to root out infiltrators. Anyone that is not known to the crowd should immediately suspect and ostracize from their protests, of course. Well, the Michael Brown shooting, said Mr. Brown, may have been the start of the issue. That's not the story here. The story is how the militarized police of the area are allowing the lawlessness of rioting and looting. And friends, I just have one question for you. Why is it that the American people know who's creating the crimes here, and yet we wait for another day to see what he's going to do then?
Yeah.
Because rest assured, he will, and he has, and all those criminals around this administration are looking for the next little thing that they can do to stir up the American people and to encroach upon your rights.
Okay, so now, you know, he's talking about that article about how Obama is close with the Black Panthers. Are we talking about the same Black Panthers who the new leader is instigating more violence in Ferguson? And are we talking about the same guy that had Kill Whitey tattooed on his
He's talking about killing white kids, and names
babies.
The kids.
Yep.
And
yeah,
and the couple people in the background says, kill them all.
You know, exactly.
Yeah, this is what America is setting down for, and some of them laugh it off, and some of them just think it'll never happen here, yet it is happening here.
Yep.
And we see who's doing it and who's responsible for it.
That's right. And, you know, a couple questions you have to ask yourself is, you know, we're talking about who's creating the problem, who's creating the dilemma. Well, first of all, you look and see how the government is actually perpetrating and bringing forth these provocateurs and so on and so forth. But then we have to look a little closer and tell ourselves or say to ourselves, now, who does this work for? Who benefits from this kind of thing happening?
Who does terrorism work for?
Right, exactly.
It works for government.
So
it doesn't work for the people.
That's right. So we have to take a step back and say, first of all,
and then when we look behind government, we find out who's actually funding these terrorists. And then for some reason, the American people still think that government is good. But friends, you need to keep in mind, yes, there is a lot of good people in government. I would say a good portion, friends, I'm speaking to the cops, so on and so forth, local officials.
That's what they're saying.
I'm talking about representation. I'm talking about Senate and Congress that's corrupt, and that allows this administration. Congress had called forth impeachment the first week that Barack Hussein Obama was inaugurated into this country. He should have been impeached there, right then and there. But it shows you that they're compromised men. And again, these foolish idiots, useful idiots, Vladimir Lenin again comes to my aid, they don't realize they're being used to implement something much more dangerous than that they have bargained for.
Yep. And the other question we have to ask ourselves is this maybe being flashed in front of our eyes right now to try to hide something else? When you look at what happened with, you know, Clinton and so on and so forth and Monica Lewinsky, you have to kind of say, well, if something's being pushed in your face to grab your attention,
right,
maybe you need to be looking the other way and
always
say, what's going on in the background that we're not aware of
keep
right now?
Keep your peripherals open, my friends, and keep your eyes going all around the boards, because they always use this kind of stuff for diversion. Bush used to do it all the time, and it's the same thing we're dealing with today.
And, you know, we have to keep in mind, keeping this on a positive note, you were talking about the word chaos. And also the Chinese have a word called crisis, where for them it means either danger or opportunity. So when we see these types of things taking place, rather than getting hopeless, we just say, okay, here's our opportunity. It's uniting people. Even this guy off the streets is telling you like it is and what's going on. He sees the light of truth. This is going to cause, Lord willing, more people's eyes to be opened as to what's going on out there. We have to keep in mind, we got to be careful and cautious.
Anytime you see something like this and it gets this big, you can rest assured who's behind it, friends. It just almost without fail, just do a little digging, pull the curtain down, and you'll find out who's responsible. Let me just take you back just a little bit. Because shortly after the horrific shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary, we're told, in Newton, Connecticut, where Adam Lanza killed 26 people, supposedly. Barack Obama, the architect of this new America, said he put himself in front of the cameras to address the massacre and read a scripted plea attempting to cry over our children. He then promised meaningful action. Now, according to Barack Hussein Obama and his meaningful action, well, folks, he's been the one to vote over 241 times in favor of murdering 3,700 of our children in the womb per day, going so far as to make sure babies are snuffed out if they happen to be born alive. Okay. Meaningful action to Barack Hussein Obama is gun-running high-powered assault rifles to Mexican drug lords, leading to the deaths of over 300 Mexicans, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, and now a Mexican beauty queen. This was an obvious attempt to pass gun control legislation, only to blame the American people for the crimes that he and his criminal administration contrived. The Sandy Hook shooting occurred just days after Senator Rand Paul sent out an alert that the UN was set to pass the final version of the Small Arms Treaty, supported by Barack Hussein Obama, the day after, listen, the day after his election. Part of the treaty bans the trade, sale, and ownership of all semi-automatic weapons, except the UN, friends, keep that in mind, like the one Adam Lanza supposedly used to kill 20 children and 6 adults. Okay. The Batman shooting in Aurora, Colorado also happened to coincide with the same time as negotiations of the United Nations Small Arms Treaty. Just forget about that. The timing is impeccable, friends. Pay attention to what's going on. As we reflect upon massacres such as Sandy Hook, Aurora, the Sick Temple in Wisconsin, we found out who was behind that one as well. Tucson, Arizona, and Columbine, we cannot help but see the similarities conflicting. By the way, friends, if you go back to Columbine, there is tons and tons of information coming out on Columbine. Even a young man coming forward and telling us that there was more than two shooters. And there's also video. Do your homework, friends. But we go on. We cannot help but see the similarities conflicting news reports on what happened, who did the killing, and the number of shooters. Eyewitnesses in all these massacres said there was more shooters than the media maintained, indicating the shootings were coordinated and planned. And every single time, friends, what do? They go right after your right to bear arms. Right? Now, so folks, going back to the original analogy concerning those that are starting the fire, when the fire is started, it's interesting these government gun banners are right there to strip away your rights in an attempt to gain control under the guise of putting out the fire. The same thing in parallel as to what you're seeing in Ferguson, Missouri right now. Now, Adolf Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a world war, and 55 million people later, dead and murdered through World War II, friends, it took him that many dead people to be slaughtered, and that many people to be slaughtered, before they actually took off the blinders and realized that Hitler was the one responsible for sending his brown shirts in to incite these people so he could play the role of solving their problems. And no one believed Hitler was guilty of these crimes until, guess what?
Yeah.
After the fact, friends. And then it was too late. Again, going back to the issue of gun control and the topics talked about, the above said, these gun banners are doing the opposite of what our forefathers fought, bled, and died to give us. A well-regulated militia, 17 to 44 years old, all males in the United States that work, you read the Constitution, that work with government in due case of invasion, friends, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Nuff said, no more. Hey, the Bill of Rights are the Bill of Thou Shall Not to those that serve we the people. So our solution to preventing the fires, the massacres, is to secure the American populace the way the Congress and the White House are secured. Arm them.
Mm-hmm. Amen to that. Oh, yeah. Amen to that. You know, it's so interesting, too, because so many times people watch movies and they see these plots about how the bad guys come in and they create the chaos and then they come back in like they're the heroes. Why do people see it all the time and they acknowledge that it happens, but then when it comes to real life, oh, that's just not possible. I mean, well, come on. We're in America.
Yeah, this isn't the 30s,
yeah,
man.
Seriously.
We're smarter than that, but we see it a lot worse than the, wait a second, maybe something is wrong.
Yeah.
Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at restoringourpromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
I just got a text from my friend over there, and he said, and tell Stephanie.
The autograph's
going soon? Yeah, you have his autograph, he said. So.
You know what? I do have his autograph now that I think about it. Do. I can copy and paste that. Good thinking, Tim.
Good
thanks.
Timing, yes.
I love that. Well, for those of you that say, listen, you know, we know the problems that we see going on out there. We see them on a daily basis. What are we going to do about these problems? Well, I want to just take some time to highlight what you can do about the problems. First of all, we got a brand new media.
Can I make reference
there.
To something real
sure,
quick before
ahead.
You do this?
Mm-hmm.
Because this will just back up your next statements. Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history, and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve, they were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men, signer of the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Roger Sherman.
Amen.
What a smart individual. Common sense.
Yes, of course, common sense. And I think a lot of people think, well, what can I do? There's, I don't really know exactly how to get involved. Well, listen, first of all, we've created this brand new media website, which is a great source for people to find out the truth of what's really going on out there, but also give you the answers and give you the hope. It's sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's a great way to look at the article and say, well, I can't speak. I'm not a good speaker. I'm not a good writer. Well, listen, you don't have to speak anything to anybody or write anything.
We're simply trying to loose the chains from off the American
right.
people.
And take away all excuses
as well. It reminds me of Harriet Tubman, who freed hundreds of slaves, and someone had actually given her an accolade of comments and a praise, duly noted, of course, friends. And she was, you know, the individual said to her, you know, how many slaves did you free? And Harriet Tubman replied, she said, well, I would have freed
1,000 more. Yeah,
I would have freed 1,000 more slaves had they known that they were slaves. And I say that to say this because it was Reverend Gardiner Spring who said, it is when people forget God that tyrants forget their chains. You're enslaved in this country, friends, a lot more than you might think. You may say you're as free as a bird. It reminds me of the Pharisees of the day saying, hey, we be a slave to no man. We're the seed of Abraham. So on and so forth. But what, in fact, friends, if you look at history, they were enslaved to the Romans of the day, who had complete control over the Pharisees.
Yep.
Jesus was trying to liberate them from tyranny, but they would not listen to it. And therefore, at length, look what happened. History shows us that they were what? They were dealt with through judgment, and God was not playing. So we have a chance to actually maintain what we have. But friends, we again need to remember our history that, well, if you look at our history, friends, it's not without price.
That's
freedom,
right?
Is not free, right? And let me just say this, too, before I give it back over to Stephanie. It was Abraham Lincoln. Who would have said it better than he? Love him or hate him, he was right. He said, America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Not so much by us doing it, but by us tolerating them that are doing it.
That's right. We always stand back and say, oh, we complain about it. It's not enough to complain about that, what you tolerate. What's enough to do is do something about the problem. And we're giving you ways and variety of ways that you can do something about the problem. Again, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go on the articles. Grab some that really minister to you, that speak to you. Share them on Facebook. If you say, well, listen, you know, it's really hard for me to find some good material, a good book to read, to find a good source. I know I feel that way. Sometimes it's like, oh, you got to check out the source of where these things are coming from. And even the old generals of God, a lot of their books nowadays are modified and revised and so on.
Oh, yeah. They're like exchanging the word law,
yep.
God's law,
mm-hmm.
the word law with will.
Right.
They're gutting it. They're taking the pith and marrow and the true meaning out of the Word of God. Yes, they are.
That's right. But if you say, listen, how can I share my faith? Listen, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. When you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can click on our store button and you'll find so many different things that you can use for tools to be able to witness out there. We've got CDs. We've got books. We've got DVDs. There's so many fun ways that you can reach out to other people and say, here, I listen to this guy on the radio program. I value your opinion on his book. Say, hey, let's get a bunch of friends over and watch the My War documentary series. Or if you say, listen, I'd like to give financially to help support, that helps as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There is a top button that says donate on that, and the stars and stripes, can't miss it. Click on there to make a secure donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or a daughter of Liberty, that means you financially give every month to support the foundation of what we do that kind of catapults us out there. Just think about that. You're being able to be used, kind of put the gas in the tank, so to speak,
they are
to get
enabling
us out there.
Us.
That's right. You are enabling us, and we can't do this thing apart from you, and you can't do it apart from us. That's why we're the body of Christ. No part is more important than the other, but we need to function with Christ at the head of us. So please do that as well. And also, I'd just like to highlight our product of the week this week is the Face-to-Face Music CD. And it's got those old great hymns such as Amazing Grace. We were talking about William Wilberforce earlier in the show today. And Old Rugged Cross and all these good hymns, but they're contemporary.
Do you know that song, Steph?
Amazing Grace?
No, Old Rugged Cross?
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's a great song. There's many good songs on there. And what
I'd like to hear that.
I can give you a
portion
of it.
Okay, why don't you finish up? I want to hear that. I seriously want to hear that.
Okay. Well, basically, so if you want to do that, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Monthly sponsors get 25% off the product of the week every week for you ladies. It's like having a sale every day out there for our product of the week, which this week, again, is Face to Face. Old Rugged Cross. I'm going to try to do this as best as I can for me.
Now, yesterday when we were watching the end of that true story of Wilberforce, Amazing Grace, when they played it with the bagpipes, it's second to none. You want to talk about the Holy Ghost and the anointing dropping on you instantaneously? I just love that song. But again, knowing the history of John Newton and what that song was birthed out of, it gives us so much more meaning. And I understand now why it was called Amazing Grace, because John Newton understood the amazingness of God's grace.
That's right.
So let's hear this, because okay. I actually had a friend that actually sang this song. And just for the sake of time, I'll shut my pie hole.
I'll give you a portion of it. Here okay. we go. On a hill far away, stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday. I'll exchange it someday for a crown.
Amen. Amen. If I was a little cheese nerd at church, I'd be saying hallelujah. Amen. It's the Amen. Anointing that breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10. Friends, we can do this. I want you to understand we can do this. I want you to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. It tells you what the problem is, but it informs you. It educates you. It gives you the knowledge that you need to know. As again, King David prayed, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. That's the purpose of sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's not conservative. It's not rhetorical talk, a dog that chases its tail and never gets a hold of it. Nope, it brings forth resolve. But it also shows you your responsibility. And friends, I speak to those that love the truth, that love their God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. I say that those that love God and love their brothers, and they understand the fulfilling of the law, which is love. I'm telling you, friends, if our Father, which is in heaven, did it for our forefathers over 238 years ago, rest assured, friends, he will do it for us too. You say, my back's up against the wall. That's purposed. Your back's up against the wall because then and only then you have no more room to go backwards, do you? Nope. You only have to look up. Cry out to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Let him answer your prayers. Ask him to fulfill everything in the circle, revive everything in the circle, and in the process of that, empower you with the work of faith with power, and get out there and get the job done. 1 John 3:18, talking 23. See ya.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal Jesus. BCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.